time for our daily inspiration together. Thank you for your call and interest. I want to ask you a question today. Who goes to heaven? Who goes to hell? Well, I'll tell you what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Give us a list, a comprehensive list of some very wicked sins that those that do those things, they do not, they shall not, they will not enter God's kingdom. It doesn't matter how many prayers they prayed. It doesn't matter what church they attend, what kind of baptism they have, how much they've taken church communion, how important they are to a church group. When you die, you will go to hell if you are unrighteous, the Bible teaches. Let's look at this scripture list in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's be instructed and let's be warned and let's not be deceived. The Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." So he says, "Know ye not, do ye not know, the unrighteous shall not inherit God's kingdom." He said, "Be not deceived." Whenever the Bible says, "Be not deceived," it's probably a place that many are deceived. He said the fornicator will not. To take the gift and privileges of marriage before you have the commitment or the obedience to that call. To have a relationship with a man or a woman without being lawfully married to them is fornication. And it's a rampant sin in our world today. It's a rampant sin in most so-called churches that young people, old people, are committing a wicked sin of sexual immorality. And the byproduct of that wicked sin is unwanted pregnancy, abortion, sexually transmitted diseases, a horrible attitude toward the reality of love and marriage. And it is a crisis in our land today. And the Bible still teaches that the pure in heart see God. The Bible teaches that without holiness we won't see God. And there are actually those in certain church groups these days that protect those fornicating young people, and they won't judge them, they won't speak against them, and this is a great sin. Oh, my friend, if you know of this sin occurring in a church or someone you know, they should be warned, because the wrath of God is coming upon their life. Then it goes on to say idolaters. The root of idolater is idol, those that worship idols. Now, we know of certain Catholics that bow down to statues, or Hindus, or other religions in the world that actually worship totem poles and images carved or are made. But what about those that make their cars, their homes, their jobs, their works, their idol, their images? They basically worship themselves. They worship movie stars, singers, sports heroes, idols. The human heart in its sinful nature is subject to be an idolater. And the Bible says to keep yourselves from idols. It says to have no other gods before you. To love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength will abolish any idols in your life. There will be no room for them. The next one he mentions is adulterers. We won't be able to go through the whole list today, but we want to continue. Adulterers. Adulterers are those that have a commitment to a wife and they they go with another, or committed to their husband and they go with another, and it is a wicked sin, and unfaithfulness is the reality of the day. Infidelity, no commitment, and the Bible says that it is wrong. And also, the book of James says that ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. God wants us to be a spouse to Him, a chaste virgin. He is our husband coming for us, and we are to keep ourselves pure. Well, we'll leave you with those today to think about, but read the rest of the list and meditate on these things. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. God bless your day. Seek the Lord while He may be found.